The Lies of the Third Temple, Part 107. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you have a question or just want to know anything, or maybe you require one of the books which I've written, or want any information concerning our website or anything, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's a +27 international number, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in your study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one and start from the beginning. You have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel. It's free, the subscriptions enable to receive the different notifications of all the other studies, especially our TikTok messages. Please send the link to your friends and family. Make sure you have at least a 1611 King James Bible, writing pad and a pen ready to make notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahvashua, and that Yahvah through the Ruach HaKodesh will reveal this great spiritual lie about the third temple that need to be built before Yahvashua can return for his bride. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. We are still using the researching work of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. And they make the following statement. We're busy with a long-term objective. Long-term objective, this is what they propose. Rebuilding the third temple in accordance with the words of all the Hebrew prophets. Rebuilding the third temple. There's nothing about a third temple. I said it yesterday morning. In accordance with the words of the prophet, Hebrew prophets. The temple will be a house of prayer for the people of Israel and all nations. What does the all nations have to do with it? You see, this is sort of a new age temple that they want. Because the temples, according to the Old Testament, had their time. That's why they were demolished. Providing a biblical point of assembly, listen to what they're saying, to build a temple, third temple, is to provide a biblical point of assembly in order that all Israel may be fulfilled the commandments to assemble three times annually at the time of the Lord's feast. They want a place to have the feast. Since 1948, where have they had it? They had all the different feasts up till now. All the Lord festivals. And at a place where God established his name forever. He does not establish his name in a building built with steel and wood and brick and clay and mortar. He says our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. They're looking for a social gathering place and recognition of a state within a state. If they can have a third temple in Jerusalem, you are going to have the in the government of Israel, in the nation of Israel, you're going to have a messianic government that will not abide the rules and regulations of the government. They will want to live according to the Torah. Not even the Torah, but the Talmud. We will see later on that they will use the name Talmud. And Talmud is not the Torah. It's an oral law. What is an oral law? It's a law made by men. Not by Yahvah. Making biblical Jerusalem the real, listen what I say, making biblical Jerusalem. Oh, the only way there can be a biblical Jerusalem is by having a third temple. Making biblical Jerusalem the real, undivided capital of the state of Israel. Israel is a state on the moment. They're functioning since 1948. It's a recognized state. You don't need a third temple. Rejecting false peace talks, with other words, making peace here, making peace. So the moment they have a third temple, they reckon that everything is just going to blow away. It's going to be heaven on earth. Rejecting false peace talks, which will result in the dividing of Israel and the breaking of God's covenant. God's covenant. But he broke his own covenant in foreseeing a new covenant, not done with the blood of animals, but with the blood of his own son, a new testament, a new covenant. We live in the law of Yaffa, but the two kingly laws, not 613 laws. We live in the law of grace. Moses didn't have a law of grace. That's why he didn't enter into the promised land. We are going to enter into a promised land because we are functioning in the law called grace. Whose grace? Yahushua. He is grace. Hallelujah. He says here, God promised to Abram and to his seed that the land and the borders of Israel are eternal and cannot be divided and given to other people and nations. You see what they miss here? The seed of Abram is not specifically Israel. Because he says his seed will be as many as the stars in heaven, uncountable, and the sand on the sea, uncountable. Whenever was Israel a big nation like that? For the last 4,000 years. Sorry, it never was. Israel was always a small nation. But he says, from your seed, single seed, Abram's single seed, will come the offspring as many as the stars in heaven, sun, sand on the sea, uncountable. Who's that? That's the bride of Yahushua. If you look from Abram up to Yahushua, where he was crucified, let's say 2,000 years, or 1,500 years. From there to now, 2,000 years in 2024, the bride of Yahushua has become uncountable. The seed, they that flow from the seed of Abram, through the seed and the bloodline of David, into Yahushua, although his seed is not a man's seed, but his father and mother, Joseph and Miriam, comes from David's seed, Abram's seed. The seed, Yahushua, is the seed, and the offspring of Yahushua is as many as the stars in heaven and the sand on the sea. Now they want a covenant. Now they want a third temple. Let's read it again. God promised to Abram and to his seed. He says seed. He didn't say seeds, plural. He says seed, singular. That the land and the borders of Israel are eternal. That's a lie. That's a lie. Because their borders was widened all the time. Since 1948, every time Israel was in war with the Arabs, they moved the borders, they moved the borders, they moved the borders. And Israel's borders were never right into the country of the Arabs. Was never. And the land and the borders of Israel are eternal and cannot be divided and given to other people and nations. That's what they want you to believe. Supporting the settlement in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the Golden Heights, as they are holy. No one is allowed to break the word and the will of God by commanding the settlers to leave. But Jaffa has ordained Israel to be demolished 2,000 years ago, when he allowed the Roman Emperor Titus to siege Jerusalem, break down the Second Temple, and demolish the walls of Jerusalem, and exile the couple of Jews that were still alive as slaves into Europe. Now they say God won't allow, but he has allowed it. He has allowed it. Supporting the settlement in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the Golden Heights, as they are holy. No one is allowed to break the word and the will of God by commanding the settlers to leave. In the biblical era, God commanded the people of Israel to settle the land completely. This command is applicable today. The holy connection and covenant between God, the people of Israel, and the land of Israel is eternal. It was. I use the phrase was. Jaffa has gathered himself a nation from the Gentiles. He's gathered himself a bride for Yahushua from the Gentiles, from the 10 lost tribes of Israel, the 10 northern lost tribes of Israel. That's where we come from. We were Gentiles. I'm not a Gentile anymore, since I came to repentance in the name of Yahushua and being immersed in the name of Yahushua. I'm a Yahvist. That's how the apostles and the disciples and the followers of Yahushua was known, as Yahvist, not Christians. Constantine, the emperor of Rome, in 327 at the Council of Nicene, created the word Christian, where the Trinity was created. There was no Trinity ever before that, because Israel believed in one Elohim. Short-term objectives. We just looked at the long-term objectives. Now we're going to look at a short-term objective. To strengthen the organization structure of the movement in Jerusalem in order to pursue its long-term objectives. So they have small-term objectives and they have long-term objectives. I have an objective. It's not a short-term or a long-term. It's an eternal term. In wanting to live out of this world, being transformed from an earthly body into a heavenly body, from a fleshly body into a glorified body. Hallelujah. Being changed forever and eternal. To meet Yahushua in the air and to live in heaven with him forever. That's my objective. Yahweh hasn't given to us as bride or as Protestants any objective. I'm not a Protestant, I'm a Yahvist, but I say, even unto the Protestant and the Charismatics, he hasn't given them any other objective as a promise of eternal life through the blood of Yahushua. That's the only objective. You know what this is the objective? Be holy, for I am holy. Expecting Yahushua to return with a parousia, where we will be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58. Where we will be lifted in, changed into glorified bodies, lifted from the earth. Not the whole world, not the earth, the bride of Yahushua. And then in that 7 years, the remaining time of the earth, from the day that a bride has been taken or parousia from the earth. The Ruach HaKodesh has gone with the bride. From there, Daniel 12 verse 11, 1290 days, plus Daniel 12 verse 12, 1335 days, 2625 days, to give you 7 years and 105 days. That's the time of the great tribulation. And that is where Israel will be purified. That's where the objective will start. It's a short-term objective. It's only 7 years and 105 days. Where first, Yahweh will use 144,000 evangelists from the tribe, 12,000 from each tribe of Abram, to evangelize Israel as they will move through the great tribulation before the battle of Armageddon. And then at Revelation 19 verse 11 to 21, you will find Yahushua coming on a white horse, and with him is a multitude on white horses. Who are they? They are the bride that's been drawn away, that's been parousia, that's coming with him 7 years and 105 days later to set his foot on Mount Zion, not Mount Zion, Mount Olive. On Mount Olive, does the word says. And that is where he's going to rapture 1/3 of the nation of Israel, the remnant of Israel, which will form the Jacob part of the bride with the Gentile part of the bride. And they together will become the wife of the Lamb. Revelation 22 verse 7. Go read it. She's no more longer than after that the bride. She's the wife of the Lamb. Time has caught up with us. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.